real child becomes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there are issues.
Let's say the last day
of goes into Shabbos.
Friday.
Yeah, it goes to Shabbos.
And then so Israelis, they have other comics back, and you're still.
Yeah, yeah, it's a problem.
When you can be coded comics, if you're there, so you keep 2 days. Oh, no, I think you're American, you're keeping 1 day.
Oh, that hell away. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
close. Oh, this gets a little hairy. Okay. See how it works out. There's some kids tape, kids story. It's actually based on a true story. It's called The Longest Pesach. So there was a story that Noda Behuda once, actually a story. They found out, it's a true story. The days of Noda Behuda, they found out that the guy who was going to sell Jews the rolls after Pesach, because the Jewish bakeries were open, obviously, right? The other, so he poisoned the rolls, and they found out about it. So Noda Behuda made a proclamation. He miscalculated the calendar, and Pesach was going an extra day. So people should, and that they were able to investigate, they found out that they got, so based on a true story, but they made it into a kid's kind of a tape. So in the tape, they were saying that the people came to Noda Behuda before, and Pesach asked all kinds of shilas. And the kids don't get it, but I'll listen to this one of the kids a little. A person came to the rabbi, my grandmother has no teeth, but she has dentures, she has this, what do I do, you know? So another guy comes to Noda Behuda and says, you know, I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael for the first days of Pesach, but then I'm coming back in the middle, but I'm going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going back to Eretz Yisrael from Eretz Yisrael. How many days are you going to take? It's always a funny types of questions. Okay. Yeah, no, they're real shilas, but okay. Anyway. All right, so we discussed the Halach of Korea, which I can finish today, Bez Hashem. So Lamaisa, we don't allow, you know, tearing even paper or plastic. Again, we saw last time that there were some materials which don't really seem to be subject to Korea, because Korea, as we discussed last time, is kind of a flip side of the mirror image of Tofer. And something which is not woven together like fabric, you know, from many threads. We saw some postcards sound like that. It has to be from many different threads and many different pieces. Okay. And carrying them, wouldn't be also derived their ISA, maybe not even also the Rabbanon, in which case things like plastic or paper or the aluminum foil. Mentioned last time, but most I think are more people are machmir. The thing of things which are thicker, like rope or glass, or things like that, which is not connected via gluing or that type of material at all, perhaps that wouldn't apply. I told you last time that sometimes you get a new pair of shoes or kids' shoes, sometimes it's stuck together with a plastic thing, so that's really able to cut. Okay, so as we discussed, we try to avoid tearing any kind of paper or plastic. But what I'd like to go to today, what if it's being done for food? What if you have a plastic wrapping around food? What about food itself? Okay, what about other tzorchei Shabbos? Can you tear plastic or paper for food or for other tzorchei Shabbos? Again, provided, and this relates not so much to Korea, but the idea of making a kli, you're going to throw out the wrapping. If you rip something open, but now it's a usable item that you can store stuff in, so then you made it into a kli, so that's part of the cheshbon too. But let's say you're not. You rip it, and it's a wrapper or something like that. You rip it off, it's not used for anything. So that's a question whether it's for food. So let's look, I think, we're up to 33, right? No, I think that's what we're up to. I'm not mistaken, according to what I have here. Okay. So the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Kuf Nun Vav Min Alav, let's talk about food itself. Forget about wrappings for a moment. Let's talk first about food itself. Am I correct that we're up to 33? Mm-hmm. I think I'm up to, yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Mechatkin as a diluim. Diluim are pumpkins, gourds, some type of, squash, some kind of vegetable. So mechatkin as a diluim lifnei habehema. You can cut that up on Shabbos to feed to your animal. Okay, Rashi says, it's also based on it here, according from Shabbos, that's our mesefta, kuflun, vav, and alam. As a diluim hatlushin, they've already been, it wasn't that you plucked them, they were already before Shabbos, they were already plucked, they were already picked. For Shabbos, now you're just chopping it up. Okay? And the issue there really is not so much our issue. It's a question of it's roi for human consumption, animal consumption. Anyway, it says you're allowed to do that lifnei habehema, so nevela lifnei haklavim. You have some meat, non-kosher meat or nevela meat, and you cut it up to feed it to the dog, dog food. Okay? Behud omer loy son nevela mer Shabbos, it's really fishayna mer muchat. It's a mukta question. What if the animal dropped dead on Shabbos? When Shabbos started, it was a live animal, it was Mukhan. Okay, again, that's a mukta issue, which is not our problem. Okay, but that's the din. You're allowed to cut it up. Now, why isn't that Korea? Okay, because you're tearing up the piece of meat, you're tearing up the vegetable, right? It's not Korea. So obviously, Since they don't bring up Korea in any of these contexts, there's no problem with Korea at all when it comes to food. As we discussed last time, certain materials ended up subject to Korea. So we see from here the fact that there's some discussion of what the malach is, but no one mentions Korea here, right? So kind of like a proof from omission that no one mentions Korea. So obviously Korea doesn't seem to apply to food at all. The Rambam Paschal in Perek Chaf Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Yirchas 35. Okay, no tochein here, right? He only discusses tochein.
Meaning the other, Rashi's shad was something he was talking about.
No, Rashi's shad was a muktzah, but that's the context of the issue. The Rambam throws that in, okay, and the Shulchan Aruch also in Siman Shulchan Dalav Shabbos Aruchim Siman Shulchan Dalav Sifav. Obviously, means they were picked before Shabbos. That's kotzi. A lot of picked fruits and vegetables on Shabbos that we know. And the same thing. So the Mishabura, so we've got in Tezvav there in Siman Shinchov Dalin, writes, also brings up Pirchler. It depends what the texture is and so on, how hard it is and how easy it is to mash it up. And he says, you don't cut them too fine because you'll be a problem with tochein. He brings that up as well. So my point is, numerous other possible issues are brought up, and no one brings up Korea. So the implication, yeah. Say again? Yeah. Okay, now the point being that the reason, but my point is here, I'm not so much interested in the details of sugya, other than to show you that Korea is not a problem. So therefore, if I rip apart a challah, right? Sometimes you have Shabbos, you have these challah rolls, you know. So, and I found from you there, you know. So I found it very hard to cut that challah rolls we had for lunch. They're almost uncuttable, you know. So the way I just you had to pull it apart. Why isn't that Korea? Right, they're ripping it apart. Right, so obviously there's no problem with Korea by challah or by meat or by fruits or these kinds of things. Mistama, I mean, I don't have a raya for this exactly, but mistama, because that's not the tzuras hamalacha, okay? And ochel is not subject to tofer. You don't bind together foods in that sense, and therefore Korea is not also. Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah, so I'll be pastors, and I'm not saying any. I'm not trying to, you know. Saying chiddush here, it's clear that there's no korea when it comes to food. So you want to rip apart a piece of challah, it's okay. It's not a problem of korea. So that's in terms of the food itself. The question now is, okay, what about wrapping stuff that's around food? Okay, there actually the material is rippable. The food's inside. So a wrapper, a bag of potato chips, or whatever else, can you open that up and rip those things? So that's what I'd like to look at today. After that brief introduction about food itself. The Shibbol Aleket, let me show him. The Indian Shabbos Simon Pei Zayin, 38. Din imuta lachtoch kishrei ochlin latir. He's talking about kosher and matir, food that had, you know, ropes or strings tied around it to hold it in place. Perhaps similar, I think I mentioned, when you go to the bakery, and you know, they give you a box of cake and, you know, cookies, whatever it is, and there's a string around it, you can hold it.
Right? Like
and exactly, have meat that's held together, exactly right. Okay. That's what the case he's talking about, 38. Roast chicken, okay. Obasa tzuli, grilled or roasted meat. They're tied together, the pieces tied together. Sometimes meat, it's wrapped the way I think it's done in order that the meat shouldn't expand and the flavor is retained, you know, inside. But anyway, they put string around it. So the Tzvalekin writes, Mutal lachtoch oso kisher, you're allowed to cut or open those strings on Shabbos. Eimo iser. Sikas tolosh eno oser elam isakna olumida. Well, that's also kli, unless you're doing it to an exact cut. Again, it's mechate. We somehow make it to the kli. B'chein motzasi sheidu al adam gadol u'mana reb shneir reb Yehuda reb Baruch. Not sure exactly who that was, but shero'o shechotach kishrei hakeves. Okay, he cut the ropes or strings that are around lamb shakashu bo b'shpud. That was that's how it was attached to the shpud, is the spit, the rotisserie thing, right? So it was attached to that, and he said it's okay. Hora Rebbe she'ein shum isu b'shabbos afilu shus drabonim. It's not even a drabonim. Ela heter gomer. It's completely mutter. Not even also drabonim. It's completely mutter. And he quotes Gemara and Beitz, which we'll see in a second. Can I read it? Beseches Yontif. Beseches Yontif is sometimes Mishnah referred to Beitza as Yontif. We call it Beitza because that's the first word in the Masechta. Beitza Shol Yontif. So it's nothing to do with eggs. Masechta is not about eggs. Masechta is about Yontif. So a lot of people refer to it as Beseches Yontif. Anyway, so it says Can I read it? Beseches Yontif. Chosamos shebekelim matir mafkir mechotech. Okay, we'll see in a second. Ulufichach lachtoch es hatolos heter gomoru. Chutz midaber sheish bo tikkun kli, avakalklim psikas talos muta legamri and so on. Mechener lenogim lachtoch b'shabbes eged gedoyim. We got ofos hamakulasim. All these type of things he allowed. Today I'm not talking about Korea, but it should be the same thing ostensibly that this is allowed. And his raya is from the sugi in Beitza. So it's laman alkum beis 39. I left out the words by mistake. Omar Shmuel. If you want to add that, it's Omar Shmuel. Chosamos shebekarka, okay, mate. This is ropes to fasten something to the ground. Okay, you could open them. It's not a rishon. Avalo mafkia, below chotech. But you can't unravel them or cut them because the problem of soser. Okay, that's not our issue now. Okay, I mean, you can look in the Rashi. Chosamos against some kind of seals. 40. Chosamos shebekarka. Rashi based on what I've could go delosos. Pischei boros umara asgurim bekishrei chavolin. They have some kind of entry or a doorway to something, a block where the door is sort of like fastened to things to the ground to keep it in place. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to picture, but they wrap something around. They have these stakes or posts on the side that attach the ropes, and that's what he's talking about there. That's not like yeah, but there's something holding the cover in place, and it's the kind of okay, maybe. Maybe, yeah, okay, like a shelter. Yeah. Anyway, so Mater Sakesha, right? You can untie that knot. So now she says, the whole law of Kesha Shakamu, Sharela Hati, Tomados, it meant they would come back and forth. Okay. Avalo Mafkia Sakhava, Lister Avos, also Chote, that steer. Okay, that's being so said, it's a different issue. But more important for us now is the second line, the Shebekalim, Mater Umafkia Mechote. Okay, Rashi says, Michel Kalim can go teva and ula and they kesher hevel matur mafkir bechotev the ain't steer bekalim. Okay, the Shmuel Aleket learns from that din, and that's a pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Simin Shin Yud Dalad Siv Zion 41. Chosamos shemin Kalim can go shida teva amigdal. Shida teva amigdal again in a box and a chest and a closet or a container. Okay. Shakisi shalem kosher b'hem b'chevel. Their opening is tied with a rope. Yochol hatiro olechatcho b'sakin. You can cut it even with a knife and so on. Olehat kliyoso. That's in Sivzayim. But Sivches, and this is where the Shorah continues, and it's based a little bit on that Shmuel Aleket, I think. Okay, it says chosolos shel tmara v'grogros. Chosolos are like baskets or like a hamper or something like that, which contains tamarim, okay, dates, grogers, dried figs, and so on. Imakisu kosher b'chevel matir b'soser sharshos b'chevel b'chotech afilu b'sakin. Afilu gufan shel chosol. She calls that, look what he says, kemoshe shover egozim ushkedim kedei lito la'okun b'hem. To open these containers to get the food out, and that's what we're... that's what we're driving at over here. To open these kinds of containers to get the food out is no different, says the Shulchan Aruch, than cracking open a nut to get the food out. These are outer layers, just like you're allowed to, you know what he says? Shover egozim, egozim are like walnuts or shkedim, almonds, where you crack open the outer layer to get what's inside. So here it's the same thing, he said. It doesn't matter if that naturally grows with the walnut. This is a basket or some kind of container that has dates inside it and so on. So you can cut it open or crack it open or even break the thing. You can break it and it's not a problem, okay? Because again, Shekol Zeh, She calls it kemo sheshover egozim ushken kedelito locha b'hem. And in Siftes, the Mechaber writes, mutar lahafkia v'lachto kishrei hashpud. You can unravel or cut the strings of the spit, the rotisserie, shekoshim b'tle o b'ol fatzli, which are attached, you know, which are wrapped around some kind of an animal or poultry that is roasted. So that's the din, okay? And the Magen Avraham in Sifkat Yud Dalet 42 explains, the psikas talosh eino usser. It's no issur to do that with something which is detached. There's no korea there, okay? No problem of korea either. The psikas chut muto davet. Again, it's not talking about korea directly. It shouldn't be any different. And the ainbo says the heter gomor lachta talosh chutz midavet shishbo kli bechati chaso, unless they make it into a kli of mekalkel psikas talosh muto legamri. Just cutting the string, and so it's completely mutter. Okay, that's what's talking. That's the sugi there, or the psak there about untying and tying things that are not. So Shabrua, it's a cotton mem aleph. But again, what's my point here? Nobody brings up korea. Right? You can untie the knot. You can unravel this. You can even take the basket apart. Look at again in Sifkas, afilu besakin, afilu gufan shel chosalos. Right? Look in Sifkas again. It's afilu gufan shel chosol. Chosol is again in the hamper, the container. You can even break that apart. Nobody brings up korea. Right? Same thing. The Mishnah Berurah, it's a cotton mem aleph. The psikas achut mutar b'damat hosh, and so on. Ve'ein lo mishum uzlach mechatech, she'en amat ben almita. Mechatech is only when you want to cut it to a precise size. It's not your issue over here. And kosua poskim. Now, b'bakeya eitz mechatech is golos isur rak with the mishop, shem uv de dechol. Okay, even to cut up wood, he said, is only a problem of the dechol. And it's a weekday type of activity, tircha, other things like that. Okay, but it wouldn't be a problem. And again, no problem whatsoever of korea. So that's the din over here. And apparently, korea is simply not a problem with these kinds of items. Yeah.
Two questions. One, for the food, isn't that food in the tolter?
Yeah. Right. But I'm saying we're not talking about the. So that's what I said about the food itself in terms of the challah. But now we're talking about something that's containing the food.
So for containing the food, let's say I have a package, I have before, whatever, and I taped it up on or on Shabbos. Yeah. Would that be told there?
That might be.
So why would it not be there?
Yeah, so let's see. Well, the good questions. So hold on. Right now, nobody brought up the possibility of korea. All right. But the question is, right, so what about wrappings? Maybe not the same thing. Maybe it's true about the food itself. So again, potential issues with wrappers, potential issues include korea, also include mechatech if you're cutting to size. It also includes bone if you're making a kli or makim a patish, you would make something more useful. So we'll try and look at wrappings, envelopes, stuff like that. We talked a little bit about envelopes. Let's say you have a box, opening a box of matzahs, no, it's Pesach. Okay. You have a box of matzahs, and it's taped shut at the top, right? You have like a cereal box, where you slide your finger underneath, or you slide a knife, and you don't open it up. What's the story of that? Okay. A bag of some sort, or if you have a box of matzahs. Other examples, I'm saying a tissue box, right? Where a tissue box has that perforated thing where you don't talk about, right? So you put your finger in. Can you open that on Shabbos? Okay. If you need it. Milk cartons. Okay. It's opening up right, not a plastic bottle, but the half gallon, the milk cartons. It's orange juice cartons where you open up and you pull off the sticky thing, you make a little spout and so on. Okay. The kids drink juice boxes. Okay. Juice box weave. Poke the straw into this little tin foil covered thing, is that the butter? Cans, a metal can, like a tuna can, something like that. These are all issues. Korea is a possible problem, so is mechatech, so other things. Okay, what about twist off tops, soda bottles, twist off tops, and so on? Okay, so these are some of the some of the issues. So I'll try and look at that a little bit now. So there is a Rashi, the Mishnah Shabbos. Yeah. Oh, here it's 44. Yeah, sorry. Kuf mem vav amud aleph. Mishnah said, "Shomer adam es hachavetz." A person may break a chavetz, a barrel or a cask. Kedei lechol hemena grogers, which are dried figs. Ubavad shelo yiskavin lasos kli. Okay, was he not making it to a kli? You're not sure attention. Ain nokfin magufa shel chavetz. Yehudah chamatirin. Nokfin is like to make a hole to the neck, have a puncture. Okay, the top, the cover of a chavetz. Yehudah chamatirin. So there's a very important Rashi here in Kuf Mem Vav Aleph, where Rashi says in 45, Shover Adam Chavis, Malaya Grogros. It's full of dried figs. If you want to eat them on Shabbos afternoon, or Friday night, whatever. Okay? So Shover Adam Chavis, Malaya Grogros, Besakin O Besayef. You can break it open with a knife or with a sword. I mean, that's what I mean. Not too many of us have swords around, but you got the idea. To poke it in, exactly, puncturing. Lechol goes and look at Rashi says the ain b'mekalkel shum iser b'shabbos because sof kol sof what you're doing here says Rashi is you're destroying this barrel or this whatever this container and it's mekalkel and therefore there's no problem with mekalkel on Shabbos. Okay, that's what Rashi writes. As long as your goal is just to you're just busting it open. You're not busting it open. The second rash is important too. That you open it in such a way to make a very nice, smooth opening. You can pour it out. That's already making it into a useful item. Exactly. That's what I said. That's as usual. You just want to get the food out. You take a, take a stick or something, bang open the thing, and there's not going to be any nice kind of spout, right? To create a spout, okay. That's a problem. The note for Yofa, the Pesach Noah, you have a nice, opening up. That's your intention. Then you're obviously trying to make it down to a clean. That'll be easier for you to take things in and out. That's a problem. Again, not a problem of Korea. It's a problem of making it clean. But the Rashi says, if you're not doing that, then Ein b'makalko shum iser b'shabbos. Okay? Yeah. All right. Ein noke b'gufa, say a devuka b'pas, b'peach chavis, lasus nekev. Again, from the top, you want to make a hole in it and so on. Because that's not Chavis, it's okay, because that's not Derek Pesach Chavis Mecha. Now, what's difficult about Rashi is, what do you mean, Ein B'Mekalkel Shum Iser B'Shabbos? Yes, it's true that Mekalkel is not, you're not violating a Melacha by Shabbos, if it's Mekalkel, because it's not Melechas Machshevis, but it's Potter Avalos and Rabbanon. You hear? What does Rashi mean? Ein B'Mekalkel Shum Iser B'Shabbos. That's not true. It's not a malacha d'oraisa if it's mekalkel. It's usually assumed that kol mekalkel peturin is potter halasa. It's still drabanan, right? It should still be drabanan. You hear what I'm saying?
But he says
it's
kol mekalkel peturin.
Isn't that
like
a mutter?
Just
saying. Reading. Rashi. Yeah, one second. Good. The Rashi at the end of the first line of 45. Kuf mem vavanav divas shover adam chavis. Rashi the ein mekalkel shum iser b'shabbos. That's not totally true, is it? It's not Ein Mekalkel Shum Iser B'Shabbos. No Melacha on Shabbos. Lacks Melachas B'Shabbos. Good, we talked about that in the beginning of the year, but it should still be a problem of Drabanan. Right? It's a little difficult. Elamai, you have to say that Ein Hanami, but Litzorech Shabbos, it actually doesn't mean in general Ein Mekalkel Shum Iser B'Shabbos. No, usually Mekalkel is also Drabanan, but not if what you're doing is for the purpose of something beneficial on Shabbos. That's how the Ran, in the Chedush HaRan, there in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav Aleph, learns Rashi. Look at 46. Pirush Rashi. There was some Lasnisan, Shomar, Lechavis, Lechum, and Abro. Verse 46. The Ran writes Pirush Rashi, Zal. The Ein B'Mekalkel Shum Yisra B'Shabbos. Alone to hear it. I don't understand that. It's not clear. The Nehi, the Chol Mekalkel Peturim, but he's Surah Mihayika. It's known as the Rabbanon. Elohainotan. Rather, it means like this. The cave and the mekalkel potter the cave and the ba'alma mekalkel potter v'alaser. Ordinarily, you're right, mekalkel is potter v'alaser, but mishum tzorech shabbos tzorech lechatchila. That's what Rashi holds. That's the Ran learns what Rashi means. He cannot mean in general that mekalkel is no issue. It's not true, says the Ran. You know, it's not true. He says mekalkel is potter v'alaser, right? Call him mekalkel p'tur, but there's still an issue in the Rabbanan. You're right. Yeah, cave and the ba'alma mekalkel potter v'alaser. The Rabbanan didn't make the gzeira of, you know, there's no issur the Rabbanan when what you're doing, the Maisa Kilkul is Litzorat Shabbos. No, so then there's going to be a problem. No, I don't think so. I think there's got to be we're trying to make a kli. And he even adds something else. Mihu kishari dafka cut and the loshayach made bidyan ustira. The other malachas don't apply, right? The other malachas don't apply. That's what he's getting at. Yeah, that's right. So in other words, basically makes a distinction. This would possibly be a distinction in terms of making a kli. It's a segue from what you're saying. Might be a distinction between a thin type of wrapping, like a candy wrapper. Candy wrapper, once you open a Hershey bar, there's no use for that wrapper anymore. It's garbage. There's nothing useful, okay? A candy wrapper, sometimes you have a, yeah?
Why is this a little creative?
Say it again?
Why is this a little creative and not a steer?
No, it's real. No, because the definition of steer, it's, or it is makabla, right? So it's really, it has to do with a clean, it's a different set of dealing. It's a different set of dina. In other words,
is it only clear or anything else?
So that's a further discussion. Is this cooler by Mekalkel and it's mutter? Is this limited over here? We may touch on a little bit. Okay. But anyway, but Baruch Lamaisa, you know, a candy wrapper, a plastic, so sometimes you have a bottle of wine. Okay. On the top is like this plastic, or grape juice, let's say. There's a plastic thing you have to kind of peel it up. But it's a different issue not to rip the letters and so on and so on. Okay. Maybe we'll touch on a little bit, but you know, you get that. I'm sorry, Avram.
Great. Just had a question. Like yesterday, practical question. Yesterday, I was setting up shalashudas, so we had boxes like Ragalach, and I ripped the tape to get it off to get the lids off the big box, and then I used the top of the lid as a tray to carry out 20 things at once. So would that be a problem?
Because you made it into a kli. No, there it wouldn't because it was existed as a kli before. You just took it off.
I mean, it's the top of a box, like it's the cover.
Yeah, so let's see, in a way, a little bit of time, it existed before. You know, you didn't create that. You didn't make that into a tray. It was, you just
made it usable.
Right, but it was usable for the same way before you did anything. So I don't think that's right. Okay. Okay. So we'll see. We'll write some of that too. But again, on the top of a grape juice bottle of wine, I don't want that plastic thing at the top there. You know, sometimes it's sealed either with tin foil or the gold looks a little fancy. You know what I'm talking about? You know, the top of the wine bottle, or the top of a grape juice bottle. You know, so the real fancy wines don't have it. They have a cork, you know. But even then, sometimes there's some kind of a wrapping around it that holds in place. And that's not a strong thing. Once you cut that, it's useless. Right? No, it's not. One second. Okay, or packets of sugar. You know, you make a little or a little coffee thing. Those little, not a bottle. You know, you buy these little Starbucks. I'm not a coffee drinker. You know, my wife always has these little things of coffee thin.
Creamers,
huh?
Creamers, like the little creamer. Know, like,
the creamer, but also the coffee itself is in this little thing. And these types of things, or freshness seal. Some things come with a. Like a little plastic thing around the top to keep it fresh or something like that. So those kinds of things are not, not reusable. And that's what I think he's saying, that there's no the kli cotton. That's what the kli sharon means. As opposed, perhaps, okay, we'll see. But let's say if you have a bag of potato chips, okay, and you open the bag of potato chips, okay, theoretically that bag continues to be usable afterwards. You're not destroying the bag. Right, you open the top and you take out some things. You're not going to eat the whole bag now, okay? You know, put some away. So now you've created a kli. Now it could be that's also not a kli because it was a kli before. It was just sealed, and all you did was unseal it. Okay, we'll talk about that presently. But I'm saying you can get the difference. Just trying to point out a difference with a thin type of what he calls a kli cotton, which is not usable for anything afterwards. So that's no problem at all. Yeah.
Why can't you carry one different animal?
Say it again.
The fatila. Why can't you carry one different animal?
So that's a good question, and I have to think that you can. We'll talk about when we get to Mechatim, we'll talk about toilet paper. Toilet paper is a good question. Okay, toilet paper is good. Right, it's Tzorek Shabbos, and it's Holy Chalibud. You don't care about the size. You know, I have to think more, but I think there's a lot of room to be more makeup about toilet paper than people are. Okay, because even cut on the preparation, you don't necessarily care about that particular size. you know, you measure exactly how many squares there are. You know, but I will talk about that. We'll talk about assembly. Okay, you can bring up tall people with regards to Korea too, but I'm going to leave that for Mechader. Okay. All right. Anyway, that's where it's at Kedush Aram. There's a Tosefta, okay, in Shabbos, Perik Yud Zayin. Okay. Perik Yud Zayin, Halacha Tes, in Shabbos, Tosefta. Korea Adam is a or, Shal Piachavi, Shal Yayin, Shal Muris, Vajri, Skabin, Lazo Zinog. Okay. Korea Adam is a Korea, again, mentions Korea, it's not about Korea. Or is the leather on top of the skin that was used to seal some type of a barrel. Okay, wine, mouris, or something, like a brine of some sort. Again, as long as you're not zinuk, like a nice type of opening. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says on this issue in the Bir Halacha in Siman Shin Yud Dalad in Sif Aleph. Okay, I am Mishnah Berurah. He says the Afshu Mekakel Darbanam Yosser Kain is part of the Rambam Sharachar Kodesh. Bida, here's what he says: the After Midas Rashi Mashma the Mekakel Hechi Shulutzorach Shabbos Mutal Lechatchila. It's true what we just said, that from Rashi's point of view, it appears that as long as Lotzor Shabbos Mutal Lechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah simply points out that many of Rishonim disagree with this Rashi. Tosas, Arash, Aran, Pligale. Okay. And here's what the Yossi Yudah says. The Nafkamina Mizeh, Gamli Mishar Malachos. The Efshad, the Gam Rashi Mod of Mishar Malachos. Okay, so he says this may only be a unique din by Korea and maybe by Sharma and Rashi. He brings some rias to that, okay, that even though some of the Tzorach Shabbos, it's actually a sugi in Erevin, where a person left his, let's say, by Erev Tumen. So Erev Tumen, you know, you got to leave him, let's say, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos beyond the city limits. City limits not defined here by the municipality, but by the end of consistent housing, right? So let's say you can have in a big city or big suburban area, you can have many miles. So you get out of your, you have a problem with Tum. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know, the Tum Shabbos, now every person is Kona Shvisa, where you are, you're Dalai Lamas. If you're in your house, your whole house is Dalai Lamas, and you're allowed to walk 2,000 Amas beyond your Bokum Shvisa. 2,000 Amas is about the 6/10, 7/10 of a mile. Okay? So, it has nothing to do with carrying. Nothing to do with carrying, just walking without carrying. Now I walk beyond a certain distance on Shabbos, called Tchum Shabbos. But you don't start measuring the Tchum, because every house, if your house is next to another house, next to another house, that extends, quote unquote, your limits, as long as the houses are within a certain distance of each other, it simply extends the city limits. So in a certain town, we have nonstop rows of houses. It could be a different name, a different municipality, but it's still the same city with regards to.
All in the era, or even
down there? You forgot the era. All within the era, that's for sure, it doesn't start left the era. Okay, we would know era.
Then cities from basically probably not.
Would not be a problem. Most, yeah, Tum would be a bigger problem. It's up in the countryside, the mountains somewhere. You know, the town ends, and then you go for 4 miles to the next town, right? Then you have a problem. Okay, in some municipal areas, some suburban areas, they have these very large estates, you know, so huge properties and so on. It could also be this. Anyway, so there's a din called Erev Tumen that you can give yourself another $2,000 if you leave a box of food at the $2,000 mark. That gives you another $2,000. So the Gemara talks about the food was locked and it's something because you don't want the animals to get it. So that's the sugya. Anyway, that's the Mishnah Berurah talks about. And even though it was a Tzorach Shabbos, but that's a question when he's allowed. Anyway, what emerges from the Mishnah Berurah is that's a question when it applies to other things as well, and he says that even though Rashi is, says that even Rashi's Korea is allowed if it's Mekalkel and it's Tzorach Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah says Pasha de Elahakom is a klal. He said most Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam with Rashi, rather. So he says it can't be Mekal. All right, so we'll have to hold over that. The Mishnah Berurah is machmer on this. The Gemara says in Beitz Alam and Gimel and Al Amud Beis rather. Okay, the Gemara quotes another factor to keep in mind. This relates to a certain type of sealed package that we have nowadays. But I just want to keep in the back of your head that Mishnah Berurah, because Mishnah, even though Rashi said it, and the Ran said, again, Mishum Tzorach Shabbos, it's mutter. If it's Mekalkel, and again, I mentioned if it's a type of wrapper, that it's not going to be usable again, completely destroyed. But the Mishnah Berurah is not so quick to be making like that, okay? Because now the Mishnah disagrees with Rashi. But there's another point, and that's the point that Tosus makes in Beitza and in Shabbos, actually. The sugi in Beitza, the Gemara asks Lama Gil Beis and Rebbelezer says that if a person, you know, he says If you want to, if your intent is to make a beautiful opening, a nice spout, then it's an issur d'oraisa. So Gemara says in 49, Belezer, Belezer, Hadatan, our mission, Kuf Mevav, and Shabbos, Showrunners, Chavos, Grogers, Belezer's Kavanos, Kuyu, or Rashi Kitanya, he'd be Mustaki. Mustaki. Okay? In other words, the Gemara says that Rabbanan, Gemara says, Vashon is Kavan Las is clean. The Rabbanan were not Gozer, so it's a Kasher of Elezer. Gemara says, no, that price is talking about Mustaki. What is Mustaki? Mustaki, I think, is defined as resin, R-E-S-I-N. Some kind of a sticky material, okay? That's how a glue, all right? And the case was the clean that was previously broken, and then it was glued back together. Okay, glued it back together. So it's an inferior type of kli, all right? So there's no chashash in that particular case that the guy is going to want to take the trouble to make a very nice spout because it's a kli that's been re-glued back together. It's not a strong, you know, beautiful kli anyway. So we're not choshish in that case. That's why we can be makel over there. Let's look at Rashi. The last thing that Belezer, ha 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 ha. Why, what about the case of the Kitanya, he the mutter, that which says it's mutter is b'mustaki. Look at Rashi, b'mustaki. Chavis, you hear the kasha against the Belezer? The Belezer said that there's an issur d'oraisa, okay, if you're mechavet to make a nice type of opening, okay? And the Gemara, the Mishnah said, you can break something up, okay, as long as, you know, we're not intending to make a clean, if you're a banan, or even goes in that case. Well, why not? If you're dealing with the rice, why would the rabbanan goes there? Okay, so he says, no, that was told in Mustaki. Look in Rashi to Mustaki 50, Lama Yom Beis. Chavis Shavura, a broken barrel. Shemidabkin Shvara Besraf Shal Eitz. Sraf Shal Eitz is, what do you call that? Pitch or whatever it is to the tree, that sticky stuff from the tree. What's it called? Sap. That's what we're thinking. Okay, sap, yeah. You know, so use the type of glue. It's sticky, all right? So chavis shush v'dabkim shereb esraf shal eitz, shakorin shaf, or whatever that is. Okay, maybe I mean sap, shin pei, I just saw that. See that Rashi? Look at Rashi there, based on the Gemara base. I wonder if that's what it means. Who's the chavis shush v'dabkim shereb esraf shal eitz, shakorin sap? Maybe it means sap. Could mean. Okay, anyway, so sha'osin heimenu zefes, make it pitch, tar, okay. The current also, whatever it is, Recha Dom, Recha Mona, it smells a certain way. Olas Arabi, current also in Arabic, it's called Mustaki. All right. Omidabkin mo karos keras on this part. Those are good things to glue pottery together with, okay. Kacham al Shmuel, Machuna Chosin, whatever that's he learned from one of his red babe. Anyway, Kavan, the key point is at the end, the Kavan, the Ru'uahi, it's lousy. It's glued together. You can tell it's glued together, right? In those days, especially even today, if something breaks the glue today, you can look at it and see very often where the crack line was, even though we have better forms of glue today, but still, leka, lemigzer, oshalei, skaven, lasos, clean. All right, now, Tosa says that, Tosa baits, lama, gilma, baits, and in Shabbos, faradaf, kuf, membo, and alam. So the same thing, 51, baits, lama, gilma, baits, kitanya, hiba, mustaki, the mustaki. Mizufefes, ru'ua, again, it's tar, it's ru'ua, okay, it's rotten and so on. And at the end, he writes, the kevich of Mizubach, that's not called make a kli, because it's a rotten thing, it's a lousy, it's broken, yeah, it's not been broken, it's been glued together, but that's not called making a kli. All right? Now, the Shabbos, though, Tosas adds, Kufman Vavan Aleph, back in our sugya, in Shover Adam, he writes, and near the hustle, also Shabbos and Migdal. Again, that's that sugi in Erevin, you know, trying to get to the Erev food. But what he writes is, he tells us to learn the whole sugi here is mustaki. The whole hector is of opening up. Like, not like Rashi said, there's no problem at all. Tosis doesn't go to far say it's hustle all the time, but it depends what type of opening you're creating. So if something is only mustaki, meaning it was never that tightly together anyway, it's just a loose type of a tightening, that's not called make a kli. That could have a ramification, for example, to the top of a cereal box or the top of a box of matzahs, where it's not really sealed, right? It opens easily. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. The top of a cereal box, the top of a box of matzahs. You know, it's a little bit of glue that holds it together in place. So can you say that you made that into a kli? Was it kli before? They just glued the top, right? That's similar to mustaki, right? In other words, it was a light. That's not mechaven lasos kli. It's a cheap old box, you know, which has been glued together with a little bit of sticky material, right? You can make such a chilek. That's what the Tosafot and Rishonim talk about. Okay. So that's the that's why there are people who say that there's room to be makel on those types of boxes and those types of things where they weren't really, you're not making it into a kli. Okay, it was a full fledged kli before. It was just they stuck the top together. Yeah.
Seemingly, if you open the box, particularly a knife, and actually stab the box right in the middle, because there are no words in the pictures.
For sure it's okay. I'm saying even though now you're not going to take all 12 pieces of box of matzah out, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about the hand matzahs. You know, the hand matzahs are in a different type of box altogether. The machine matzahs, they're covered in little containers. You know, the hand matzahs are usually just a box you open up. There's no ripping anything. It's just sealed in a box. So then you have to figure out a half of them be broken, right? So you have to figure out get out the whole pieces. Anyway, you leave it as a clean. Okay, so that's the that's that. All right, so I just bring that into the mix as well. Then we'll see what the post will speak about. There's a tshuva from the Radvaz. Well, the earlier Achronim Radvaz. Radvaz has many, many tshuvas. We have the Radvaz on many sections of the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah. So Radvaz, the Rav in Egypt, I think I may have once mentioned before, Chelek Hay of his tshuvas, is called, did I mention it ever? It's called Loshonos HaRambam. The whole, his multiple volumes of tshuvas, volume Hay of his tshuvas, is all dedicated to questions people ask him to explain things in the Rambam. So that's why it's called Chelek Hay Loshonos HaRambam. So it's Simon Kuf Lamed there. Overall, it's tshuva Elef Tuf Kuf Gimel. Go back to the number, in volume one, but he divides up into different books. So Chelek Hay of the tshuvas HaRambam is called So he was asked to explain things in the Rambam. I mean, willy-nilly, Agam Orchi explains other things too, but I'm saying the tshuva is that the Radvaz was asked, how do you explain what did the Rambam mean by this? Why did the Rambam say that? So he gives his answers. So anyway, so in the Chelek Hesim, Kuf Lam, 53, he writes, you don't have a key, so now you have to break the thing open. So he says, "Have a milsim the pluter of us." It's a machlokas, like we saw the Mishnah Berurah quoted. The Radvaz writes, "The daiti lahakil." I'm makel on it. Kahid the shomer others achavas litom negrogers, and he goes to Yushalmi again with the breaking up the thing for the Arab. Okay, so he said he's makel. Okay, shomer others achavas if you need it for Shabbos and so on. Again, and to talk about you're breaking it in such a way that it's not usable anymore. So he says that's mutter. But he writes, we call Mokom.
That one's not usable. What you're actually
you're going to break up. You're going to open the thing. And
you need a rope, let's say.
Whatever it is, like container. Yeah. Whatever it is. We call Mokom. Okay, if you can open it without, more easily, then you're better off doing it. But he writes, it's better to break the box entirely than just to break off the lock for that reason. Okay? So that's the Radvaz. And then I will mention the Abdinazar as in the Tshuva Chilak
Arif.
Because there, that now in effect you made this kli now usable by getting rid of the lock. So it's better to break the box, like you said before with the box of matzahs, then for sure okay.
Is the lock attached to the kli itself, or just like...
I think it's on a cover. I think it's holding, keeping it shut. I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. I hear the difference, yeah.
Because if it's a separate item, I imagine
that that's... Yeah, I hear. That's what I'm not sure. Yeah. The Abnezer writes also in some two archives from Kufa Yavsukan. Oh, Korchov, the Shaina Mazrud al Khajwa al Klaw. So it's something else, but he writes, Kihecha, the Korea, Kisha'eno Amanas Lispor, Eno Melocha. That explains the whole thing. It was Korea, which is not for the purpose of being Tofer. It's not even a Melocha altogether. All right? That's a general point, the Abnezer. The Marsham, looks like in the Chelik Dalit from Kufa Memchas, Din Chosom al Gabe al Pitzlochis. Do it with a shinoi. That's what he means. Do it with a shinoi. Quotes you back around in his makel and guns. But again, so these are all coolers for opening up certain types of kalim on Shabbos. Yeah.
Just to clarify from the thought, when he's talking about going reusable, is he saying usable in retention or usable? For instance, if I'm looking at the cereal box, it's no longer usable as a cereal box that contains cereal and keeps it closed, but it's still a box.
No, it's still a box. I would say that.
That's usable at all?
Yeah. Okay. I think so. All right, so just to look to finish off by looking at some contemporary tshuvas on these issues. Okay, so in 56, to apply these points. Right. Tshuva is Chelkas Yaakov. Chelkas Yaakov is a Yaakov Breish, who was a rabbi in Switzerland in the mid-1900s. He actually had two different versions of his tshuvas. They originally just Chelek Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, but then they redid it the order of Shulchan Aruch. So this is Or HaChaim, so Kuf Chaf Aleph. Be'inyan Psichas Kuf Sa'os B'Shabbos. So he wrote to a certain rav from Vienna and so on. So he said, Michtalach, a few lines down. Michtavo Hanoim Li Im Shtei She'elos B'Nagir Le Sardinen. Sardine cans. Sardine cans. Now, I'm allergic to fish, but I don't eat sardines. You know, they have a twist, a thing like a key or something. You roll off the top somehow, and it's not like the sardines.
They have
other. Yeah, kind of like there's a, comes with like a little key almost that you kind of twist
like, it.
Yeah, the flip, these types of things. Flip off tops. Yeah. Sardines are a little different, but okay. But that's what he's asking. Okay. And he writes, Osalev, there's a long tshuva about it. You can look up the whole tshuva. People are not making this. They're not careful about it. They open it up. Okay. Place to have, apparently, the Dominican Shal Shudas was to serve sardines in those places. Right? Chalos for sardines. Chalos and sardines. I don't know if that's still being complained about. Why should we serve tuna fish and eggs out? So I don't know. But whatever they serve, okay. So the leftoch hasardine kodem haShabbos, and here's the point: to open the sardine can before Shabbos, kiyadua miskalkin hasardine, because they're rotten, they'll spoil. You know, even refrigeration, but the whole idea is that it's we call it vacuum sealed, vacuum packed. You can open it before; it won't taste as good, right? Then miskalkin hasardine kufsos beisha'avir koshalhem, because the air exposure to air erodes a little bit, okay. But we got okay, now go ahead there. So the next day, I'm not even smach lahatir on tzvichal milchos because of God. Is there room to make it, or should we object strongly? Anyway, that's the beginning of the tshuva. Towards the end of the tshuva, also Yud Aleph, he writes, "In Cain, Kol Shekain did another b'emes lo naaseh kli, kavim de'eino roi l'shum tashmish." That thing which the sardines were in, you didn't make it into a kli because it's not useful for any further use. Begam kavim nizrokin, you're throwing it out right away. So adiv yosem mustaki, it's even better than mustaki, because not at least with the box of matzah, it's true, it's only sealed with the cereal. At the end of the day, you still have a box of matzah, like you said before, so you still have a box of cereal. You only add a little bit, so it's still in there. And this is even better. Okay? And he said, the reason why, what was the reason again by mustaki, why it was okay? So Rashi and Tosfos both said, the second line of Yonav, demachos gruyuso, lochaiso, because, you know, again, the mustaki was the Kli that was put together with flimsy type of stuff, and so they were worried about it because it's not a flimsy material and so on, the flimsy item. So as long as the vajra is covered as this Kli, so he says the same thing over here. That's even better because you're not even going to use it as a Kli. The sardine can after you take the sardine that used for that usable for anything. Now there's some question. I don't think do people still buy frozen orange juice cans? They don't know what I'm talking about. When I was a little kid, I haven't seen it in ages. You know what I'm talking about? I used to buy these frozen oranges cans, and then you mix it with water. Now you just buy a box of oranges. It used to be so, or I forget frozen oranges cans, a can of string beans or beans or whatever. So I remember when I was in elementary school, so they would ask you around Mother's Day time to bring in some kind of a can, and you had a house, an empty can, and one of our projects was to make a pencil holder, pen and pencil holder out of this can. You know, we put some decorations on the outside and the construction paper and little stickers, you know, and that was a Mother's Day present, okay, for your mother, that there was a place in the kitchen to put all the pens and pencils. Which would mean the can is, you know, no one knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, that was a, you know, when I was in the kindergarten or whatever it is, that was a Mother's Day gift. It was always some type of a pencil holder. pencil. So pencil pens, and we had our kitchen. And, you know, you wrote on the outside, Happy Mother's Day, and you put little stickers. Anyway, so that means the can is used afterwards. But the mice, most of the time, the cans are not used. And therefore, the Chalkas Yaakov concludes that Ein Tzorach Limchos, we should know, you lift off Kufso's Dogim off the Chatrila. You don't have to be Mocha, you don't have to object, don't do even Chatrila. But he says, however, the Chalomor Zed Dafka Kufso Shal Sardinim, Abel Kufso Shal Sharmin Shal Shemin Obosar, but if the type of container, which you don't take everything out at once, sardines you don't leave in because they're going to spoil, and you're going to throw the can out right away. But he says other types of cans, you're going to use the container afterwards. The You don't always eat everything that's in the can. Then you made a suitable clean. By opening up, you made a suitable piece. So, can of tuna fish, I presume, people dump all the tuna out at once, they throw the can out, right? But some things that maybe have meat or other types of things, you don't throw the can out right away. He says that's a killing.
Okay. Or
the general rule. So again, what some suggest is ruin should also poke a hole in the bottom so it's a taka not useful at all. And then throw it out. You know what I'm saying? Just destroy it completely. Just like using the
box. Just like a cereal box.
Yeah.
I open it and I poke hole in the bottom. It still works. So I just want to pull the cereal and organize.
Yeah. But that might be an issue. Okay. As you said, you keep the. It's an interesting thing, just in a different realm of halacha, but. I think that Rav Shechter is machmir. You know, let's say you bought out a lot of Snapple bottles of plastic, but the glass bottles. So how do we drink something out? You know, how do we drink out of a Snapple bottle? How do you drink out of a Snapple bottle? It wasn't toivled. The glass wasn't toivled, right? So I think his shita is that you should pour it. You shouldn't drink out of a Snapple bottle. So if the halacha betzilas kel. Or there is if it's not going to be used anymore, so use it one time and throw it out. But a lot of times you have a big bottle, only pouring out a little, and you're putting the rest back in the fridge. Let's say you have a wine bottle, okay? So whatever's in the wine bottle, okay, it's the only way to get it out. But that's why some people, you know, to pour wine back in a bottle, then you're using it more as a kli, right? So that would be a potential
maybe,
problem.
Maybe part of a shkacha on a wine bottle should be under
the part of the bottle. Yeah, right now I don't think it is. Yeah, it could be. Could be. I don't know. Can have, yeah, I don't know. Again, people, though, you know, when I learned that 10 years ago, I sometimes, I'm not, I don't like wine so much. So, yeah, but again, so what's in the bottle. That's fine because that's the only way to empty it. That doesn't need tefillah. Once you've designated, you're using, so let's say you pour grape juice back into the bottle, now you're using it again. So that could be a shiloh. Yeah. Again, the plastic is not a problem, right? But
sure.
But the glass. Anyway, I'm saying the same type of question of usable. Okay. Anyway, that's a question also comes up in the Torah of Shuvah. I didn't print it, but people raise a question with envelopes. You know, when we open it, but nowadays you open an envelope, you throw it right out. I think I mentioned the other day, specifically, it should be okay to open an envelope on Shabbos, take a thing out.
Assuming you don't get it that
day. Huh?
Assuming you haven't gotten it that
day. It's a different issue. It looks at itself. But let's say, to open an envelope, or something came from outside the tomb. But do people reuse envelopes? Well, not today, I don't know. Okay, I don't think people do something. Huh? No, you can't use it to be. I'll put the letter back into storage or something like that. You know, so but I don't think that's the truth today. Okay. Otherwise, it would be the same type of problem. So that's, yeah. But I would say based on all of this, okay, if you have like a gum to glue flaps, they're meant to be reused. You know, they're meant to open and close and open and close. Something like a sticky material, if you close and open, that's not a problem. It's meant to be that way. Okay. All right. Ramosha Feinstein. The tshuva chelik is important tshuva, a long, long tshuva this topic. I not only part of it. Or chaim chelik alef sim kuf chaf beis in Igros Moshe. So first he explained the whole sheet of Rashi and that Rashi says there's no problem if it's a Tzorach Shabbos and so on, there's no problem with Kalkel. So he writes, in Aleph Gimel, and the Galaxy Kufchav Beis, it's a long tshuva, 57, numerous sections. Bacharisha Tirats, the sheep is rash around the head of the shoes of Hobbit, Nachzoladina. So did who mutuli krowa hasak lika hatsukar? You want to open a carton to get the sugar out. Okay. The chainly cross sock shall beg, the chenetal shur, tevas hasprata. It says, Bechol ha kens. Kuf ayin nun, it can't. Okay, kuf ayin nun samich, it can't. Av shem shabbatech, it's even made out of metal. Kevu du mekalkal be'etzo alocha, av shu mesakin lin in kichas oklin, nikach oklin. Even in a certain sense, it's mesakin, because now you can get the food out, but in terms of the can itself, it's mekalkal. Nachash shem can't come to less, but mishum alech is sosa. Okay? Anyway, so that's what he says for a heter for Lutzorach Shabbos, right?
So which item qualifies?
Say it again?
Which item qualifies this?
Well, cans and stuff like that. If it's a
soda can?
Soda cans are a little different. But it should be okay. Also, even the soda cans, there are those who say that the top, that little area of you pop the thing into, that may also be mustik. You didn't make it into a kli. It was already made into a kli.
Yeah,
it just had, but yeah, but lemaisa. Yeah, I don't think that's allowed. I wouldn't open it. People do. I wouldn't open that. Okay. What's that? Also, it's a good spout. You're making a nice spout out of it. So I thought that was
supposed to be connected to corn.
Right. So that's what we're talking about over here. So it's a there's room to be made.
Hold on.
Yeah, there's so many other. What's you want a specific size? You don't care about the size. If you don't care about the size, it's the only way to open it.
Uh-huh.
You know. So anyway, he writes. Right, Adam Ches. If you must be right, they usually grow a garis custom lucky so the raisa with the envelope and so on. That's not his raisa. Looking out of test. more to our point. Okay. It was the bottom of page 57. In Cain, Yeshua Melon is that gun. The whole cliche, Nasa, Kagar, Moshish, Baharbe, Kens, many cans, the table sprat, and Shanasa, and Kenem, Rathbush will open. Halo. Bahar, Shaokan, or Zorkin, as a cans lashma. Well, you throw everything right out right away. The culture came to scalp them, a ruin, clawish, Tavish, and Orapan. Shiesh, Lahatbush, or Cain's, and Kaklipa, Oakland's web. Again, Like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. The cans are just like the shells in a walnut. Right? They're just like the outer that's getting at the food. So that's what Moshe's writing. If they're going to be thrown out, when you crack open a walnut, you throw the shells right out. You're not using them for anything. So here too, the cans, you're throwing out right away. He says, Avo Pama Hetazo Rakesh Yadua, Shibinei Hamadina, Zorkin, Osam Achashokash. Well, that's the Lashba. That's the meaning of the meaning. People throw those things out when they're into the garbage. Okay, if that's what you do. So let's look at Anaf Yud now on the next page. Nimsa, Ladina, She'elo, Hakans, the tables or the boxes, or whatever else, and sugar and all these types of things. She'nasu, Rak, Bishil, Eila, Hamuruk, which are made only for that type of thing that's in there and they're going to be thrown out right away. He says, Yeshla, Hakta, Lahula, Alma, Shovram, Ulakoram. You could break them and throw them out and so on and so forth. So claims the Moshe. No, but let's say the things are sealed in a certain way. I mean, what would be a good example? Something like usher.
Seemingly, as long as there's no way to like store it.
Yeah, right. But a can that you're going to continue to leave stuff in, that would be usher. Or box, so that we could do.
Because our beans for MBCG's more made up.
I think so.
Oh, okay,
it's not entirely
possible.
Yeah, so, right. The Chakos Yaakov is making lots of these. Yeah. Oh, with sugar, umine ochin, shabbi sak, shabbeg, and shuli tashim, shakir. Here's the answer to your question. Next paragraph. Okay, next paragraph. Second paragraph or third paragraph. And I don't feel it. Second paragraph, I don't feel it on this page, at 57. Oh, with sugar, umine ochin, shabbi sak, shabbeg, uyin, latashim, shakir. If it's an item you could use or people do use for other things, pencil holders or whatever else, then it would be a problem. Okay, so he mentions that. But last paragraph, Lishbar cancer, not to be Elish Mashem and Matlis, but Elish Yishmishamshim and Achshalokan Okan Dorma Kerim, But if you ruin the thing completely, that it can't be used, then it'll be okay. Well, for example, he speaks about plastic, okay? And then he also mentions about mustiki, okay? So that's an important tshuva or emotion. But the other point is, the other thing you can't do is create a strong opening. So here in a different tshuva, I mentioned 58, a different tshuva, Arachayim, I guess Moshe, Arachayim, Chelek, Dalet, Simon, Ayin, Ches. And this is where that's what he asks. Be'edin asiyas Pesach b'kufsa'os chalav. In a milk carton, we open the top. Not a twist off top of, a gallon size milk. But you got the half milk. Today you get everything on plastic, which is the top. But we're talking about, the regular cartons of milk where you have to open the top, So that's what he's talking about. So he says, kufsa'os chalav and insos asenashin devukim shnei tzideh ha'kufsa l'malo. The two sides are glued together at the top. Aide devek, some kind of glue. Well, the poscho, tzorach lafridim, tzad yamin l'imihim, tzad small and small. You have to pull the right side to the right, the left side to the left. You create a spout, right? Chakach moshe elef, piyakup, animal achor, vafilo enos, with the book, with devek, osur l'poscho b'shabbos. Aide devek, shalamala nistam piyakupo, ukshe poscho shuv osa pesa, v'kli. Uba etzim pesa gobo. And that's a good opening. You can put stuff in and out and so on. So it's a good opening. So he said that would be usur, at least to our bottom, because it's usur lahachnis ulahotzi. So that's something else. Might be makar patish and so on.
Maybe.
Again, there's some more make on this, okay? Because again, it was only meant when they created to be temporary to begin with. Okay, so nothing new was created. Just closed shot, nothing new was created. But that's a motion. Okay, so he's machmir with boxes. Let's open up more shabbos.
I didn't want to make across the border just with this one.
It's for sure okay. It was a top before the top. No, it's just closed. The problem is when there are rings that are left underneath.
Aren't all plastic? They're stuck until you twist it off.
Yeah, but they're just tight. But you can create. They were a top before. Uh-huh. It was a top before. The issue. Well, let's look at a few examples. Okay, the so-called juice boxes. You got to puncture that. I think is okay because the puncture the top, again, it's thrown out, it's not reused, and it's not a real strong pest, it's not a spout, it's just enough to stick your straw in, okay? And the foil is just like a wrapping, that little piece of tin foil you poke the straw through. I'm talking about right? The juice boxes. So I think that's for sure mudr, okay? Some plastic tops. That you have to first tear off the top and so on. There's some plastic, and that's a question, for example, like in orange juice. Something you take off the little thing, but the inside there's a seal, right? There's a little plastic thing that preserves the front. Huh? You twist off the cap, and then there's a protective seal inside. Okay, so you have to first. So that could be a problem. Okay, to do it on Shabbos. Okay, metal cans. It's not going to be a problem of Korea because, again, it's a different material we spoke about. That's possibly a probone, possibly a makapirapatish. Then we had some coolers. If it's not making a clean anyway because it's meant to be discarded. That's material. We said it's not something tofer. So if it's not something Korea, maybe a different problem. Maybe a problem of bone and makapatish, not a problem of Korea. Okay, metal can not a problem of Korea. Okay.
Why is the milk not...
Maybe. The twist off soda tops. So the old ones left a ring afterwards. Okay, you twist it off the top, but there's a ring around the thing. Some still are like that.
Yeah.
So that, some people raise a problem with that, because now you have to make that top thing into a usable piece, because you before it was attached to the plastic thing. Okay, so with the ring, maybe a problem with Bonin, because now you made it so like a new type of cover. Okay, it's not Korea, because again, it's hard material, but without the ring, I think there's a new maker, because it's just a regular top. Sometimes grape juice or small bottles will have that type of top. It's probably best to open all this before Shabbos.
Yeah.
Bottom line, okay, best to open this before Shabbos. Or do it on Shabbos to destroy the thing so it's not usable. A box of matzahs or a tissue box and so on, again, it's better to, you have to open the tissue box, so make something on the bottom, rip the bottom of it also, it's not a container. Anyway, these are just some examples of practical cases and so on. Again, I thought it was Korea. I just brought it up here because it could be Korea. Let me just end off with two tshuvas, because there are different shitas about this. Or Moshe writes in a different tshuva, or Chaim Chelik Dalad, because Moshe or Chaim Chelik Dalad, some kuf detes, os hey. Bidvar akum, sheposach kim, in tzorach in the tzorach atzmar, ashoi gabi yisrael, like on tzorach yisrael, yesh lesser. Okay. The guy did the malach on Shabbos, can you benefit if he did it for himself? Fine, but if he did it for you, you can't. In posach yisrael, shesober al piaros chochem leheter. This guy followed the shita that says mutter. And we saw there's a little bit of machlokas about some of the things. So this person opened it because he follows the Talmud Chacham, he follows the posik, al pi horas chacham leheter. Im muto le'echad shesover she'osel liftach al pi horas chacham acher, he said, wonder, so can I drink this? But he follows the kula, whatever the kula is, the little carton kula, whatever it is. He follows, and there are legitimate shitas that hold like that. And I'm machmir. Now he opened it based on his, his reliance on the heter, and it's a legitimate sheet, we're not told he made a mistake. Now, can I do this? Is he actually stopping? The Cayman should not send a heter, since it was done by heter, because he's relying on a legitimate kula, ain't zebechal iser maisha shabbos. That's not maisha shabbos. Or practice darbana is, the whole thing darbana anyway, it's yeshla hakel. Okay? So he thinks there's room to be a mekel. I remember years ago, many years ago, more than 30 years ago, there was a problem with the Erev, I was living in Tinek, so Shechta had certain issues, so I learned by him, so I tried to follow his sheet, so I didn't use the Erev for a little while, fixed it up, but I asked him, and I have friends who do use the Erev, and he didn't want to say, he didn't say the Erev was no good, the holidays. He felt they were relying on certain coolers, that they shouldn't rely on, whatever, but he never said the Erev was no good. But all right, when, after I fixed it up, I asked him, should I make a new bracha? He said, absolutely not. No new bracha, because I never said the other was no good. Just wanted to make you do it, whatever it was. Well, the details are important for that. But the point being that at the time, I asked him, some people wanted to invite us to lunch. I had my son Yaakov, and I from Reach. He was in a stroller in those days. So the neighbor said, the friend said, we'll use the area. I know you're using it. We'll push him in the stroller. We'll come over your house. We'll push him in the stroller to our house. So we asked him a shift at the time. So look, they're relying on a really reasonable shita, so you can do it. So anyway, that's what Moshe says. Shlomo Zalman talks about the same thing in Tshuva Mincha Shlomo Tinyana Chelik Beis Gimel Siman Kuf Oz Dalad. Okay, so he also makes he's not talking about our issue, but he makes a distinction between someone who's machmer because he has a minig avosav or rabosav. There's no mifnei iver in such a case. He's machmir, but none of us has to follow. Anyway, it's a similar type of a tshuva. Okay, all right, we'll stop here. And tomorrow, hopefully, Hashem will start with the sun. Yeah, bro.
Would this be different if you ask the person to open the bottle for you?
Yeah, that's a different question. Yeah, it might be. Might be different not to ask him. Yeah, I should have mentioned that. Thank you. Did he mention that to the tshuva? I forgot. 1 second. I've seen that somewhere else. It might be a different problem to ask. Yeah. Yeah.
Shmur matzah or something else. Shmur matzah is purely just that there was message here from Katsira until Tzina.
So that was baked for Shmur. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the boxed matzah that are factored for you? That seems factored for you. They're all squares. And they look like Shmur matzah. Are those actual Shmur matzah?
The future one?
Yeah.
Sure.
So how?
That well, there's a different.
So the ones that aren't shmur matzah that are machine made, what are they?
The difference was the well, it's not chametz. It's really,
yeah.
The question is for the seder, you have to have that it was done with shame matzah mitzvah. Yeah. So that's the old question: can a machine do something with shame mitzvah, like machine tying tzitzis?
Yeah.
other things in a machine.
Yeah.
So many assume halacha that as long as the person turned on the machine had a mind, then it was a shame about this mitzvah. That's good enough. Others say that a machine can't do that. That's the issue.
But do those need to have shear from Sira?
They do.
Because in Pina also, like, the way he made the distinction now, it seems to be like from Sira to Pina, that one there's an extra Smira.
Yeah.
Everything has Smira sort of backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
But correct. The regular pasta that you have to replicate, doesn't need to have it.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But again,